Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Hello, who's this?
Hello. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Metro Research. Now, we are conducting a short opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
What is this about?
This is about the transportation in Massachusetts. The quality of public transportation and highways, you know, roads, everything. What is your age?
48.
It'll be very short, okay? Now, you live in the state of Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay. What county do you live in?
Middlesex.
Oh, okay. And, how would you describe your gender?
A male.
All right. Now, how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
White.
Okay, awesome. Now, what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Awesome, great. Now, in a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
Probably the poor state of public transit.
I'm sorry?
The poor state of our current public transit.
Okay, poor state of the public,
public transit.
Okay. When you say that, are you referring to the road, the highway?
No, I'm referring to the T, the subway, the buses.
Oh, okay, everything.
Commuter rail.
Okay, the poor state of the buses.
The subway.
The subway. Okay. Anything else? Pretty much the whole thing.
That's what I mostly take. Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much, okay, pretty much the whole state of the system, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
I don't think she's been in the position long enough to have had much of an impact on that one way or the other.
Okay, so you would say that you don't know right now?
Right.
Okay. What about the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry service throughout eastern Massachusetts? What grade would you give Governor Healey, for her handling of the MBTA? A, B, C, D, F, or do you not know?
I don't know enough about what she's done specifically.
Okay. Now, Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give the Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities? Up to this point.
Again, I don't know.
Okay. And the Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade would you give the public or the state legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts? A, B, C, D, F. Or you don't know?
Probably a C minus.
Okay. thinking about traffic on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before the start of the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
I would say it's probably slightly better than before the pandemic.
Okay. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, please just let me know, okay? How safe do you feel taking the MBTA commuter rail? Very, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, or you do not take the MBTA commuter rail?
I don't ever take the commuter rail.
Okay. What about walk around your community? How safe do you feel?
I feel safe.
Very or somewhat safe?
I would say very safe.
What about take the MBTA subway? How safe do you? Very safe. Take a public bus, MBTA or RTA?
Very safe.
What about drive or ride in a car on local roads?
Probably somewhat safe.
What about ride a bicycle?
I don't ride a bicycle generally, so I don't
know. So you don't, okay. What about drive or ride a car on the highway?
Somewhat safe.
Okay. I truly thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? Just allow me a couple of more minutes. Now, you said that you do not ride a bike. Are any of the following reasons why you don't ride a bike? Reckless or speeding drivers, lack of separated bike paths, drivers distracted by their phones, lack of bike lanes on streets, my trips are too far to bike, lack of secure bike parking, poorly maintained bike lanes or paths, simply not interested in riding, do not own a bike, don't feel safe riding a bike, or some other reason?
I don't own a bike, but okay. I haven't bought one because of concerns about it. Probably mostly the lack of secure parking for bikes at destinations.
Okay, lack of secure bike parking. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, Governor Healey has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill would let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Would you support it or oppose it?
I don't think I know enough about the details to say.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? The last questions are for statistical purposes. How many cars, if any, does your household own or lease?
Two.
Okay. Do you own or rent your home? Or do you have another arrangement, like living with family members or student housing?
We own our home.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed full-time, part-time, or not currently employed?
Not currently employed.
Okay. Are you a student, homemaker, retired, or temporarily unemployed?
Homemaker.
Okay. If you have been seeking work, how much of an obstacle has transportation been to finding work? Major, minor, non-obstacle, have not been seeking work?
I have not been seeking work.
in politics today, which would you consider yourself? Independent, Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. In most issues, do you tend to lean more toward the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither?
The Democratic Party.
Okay. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the category that contains your income. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000, $150,000 or more.
That's the category.
That's the one.
Yes.
What is the zip code? What is the zip code where you live?
02140.
02140, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.